AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. From Seattle all the way down to San Francisco and Sacramento, a bomb cyclone weather system has knocked out power.
I really want to watch the TV.
Lucy Grace Allen lives near San Francisco. Heavy rains and strong winds mean power is out. There are threats of rock slides. This man in Forestville, California says it's happening all too fast.
All this drainage here was clogged, and within 5 minutes, my yard was 2 feet deep.
He spoke to KGO-TV. The National Weather Service extended a flood watch into tomorrow for areas north of San Francisco. Some areas along the East Coast are getting snow today. The Texas Board of Education will vote today whether to allow Bible-infused lessons in elementary schools. Amanda Tyler with the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty says the vote should be no.
Texas public schools are not Christian Sunday schools. It's compulsory to go to school. Kids of all faiths and none attend Texas public schools. And so it infringes on religious freedom to teach these Bible stories in ways that will be devotional.
If adopted, the new Texas curriculum would follow Republican-led efforts in neighboring states to give religion more of a presence in public schools. A judge confirmed President-elect Donald Trump won't be sentenced this month in his hush money case, instead setting a schedule for prosecutors and his lawyers to expand on their ideas about what to do next. The Supreme Court is allowing a multi-billion-dollar class action investors lawsuit to proceed against Facebook's parent Meta, stemming from the privacy scandal involving the Cambridge Analytica political consulting firm. The NBA is urging its players to take additional precautions to secure their homes following reports of recent high-profile burglaries of dwellings owned by Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis, Minnesota Timberwolves guard Mike Conley Jr., and NFL Kansas City Chief teammates Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. This is AP News. McDonald's is trying to win back inflation-weary customers.
It's expanding its value meal. Starting January 7th, McDonald's will let you buy one item full price from a limited value menu and get another item on that menu for $1. What's on the menu? Well, items include a sausage McMuffin, hash browns, a McChicken sandwich, and small fries. McDonald's will also continue to offer its $5 meal deal through next summer and local specials. As grocery price inflation has eased some, McDonald's says it's seen more diners shifting to eating at home instead of going out. McDonald's $5 meal deal helped the chain win back some customers. I'm Rita Foley.
Bitcoin extended its streak of record highs after ticking above $99,000 for the first time overnight. The cryptocurrency has rocketed more than 40% in just 2 weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.